as well.
So do you think gravity is like a real thing?
There's debates if gravity is caused by mass, you know, bigger mass pulling little mass, or
I'll just ask a completely different question. You're not getting my point. Do you think black holes exist?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Do you think Antarctica exists?
Of course it does. It's a continent.
You ever been there?
What's with the dumb questions? No.
Have you ever seen an Antarctica?
I've seen videos of Antarctica.
There are pictures of black holes. These aren't stupid questions. I'm just probing
CGI.
I'm just probing at the insanely selective way you choose what to believe, because you'll say things are real, and then you'll say the exact same kind of things aren't real or something like that. So you think that the general theory of relativity is a factual description of the universe we live in. But then you say that evolution, which is a theory, is not a factual description of nature. So you don't have your ducks in a row. You don't have your poop in a group. You don't have all your horses in the same stable. What?
Are you going to let me explain or not?
Well, I was speaking, and it's your turn now.
You're assuming things, which makes you an ass.
No, I'm not. I asked you questions. And then based on what you said, I commented on what you said. You said that from nothing that you said led me to think that you don't think that the general theory of relativity is an accurate description of the universe. But you criticized evolution as just being a theory.
I mean, because I believe in the Bible, too. So I got to intertwine what I believe in with general facts, like provable facts that you can observe. Like,
yeah, I'm not, that's why you should throw the Bible out.
No, but see, you're like, what you're doing is, right, you combine everything, like, that discredits science, right, and you fucking put them into this one box, and you, yeah, you do, because, like,
I discredit things that science has discredited, so.
Right, I know, that's what I'm saying, but then you, you associate all these things with Bible believers or flat earthers, and you just put them into one fucking category like they're just all the same thing. No, they're not. They have different beliefs. So you gotta fucking do your homework and see what they fucking believe in to like make a general fucking assumption. Like that's your problem, man.
No, your problem is you think you know me, but you don't know shit. I have talked to literally
watched you for years, Planet Peterson.
Should know I've talked to hundreds of people, probably close to 1,000 different people, okay? Probably not 1,000 different people. Hundreds of different people. And I know when people are making the same kinds of stupid arguments. The argument that you presented about evolution is the exact same argument that flat earthers make about gravity. You think the exact same way that a... I'm not holding on. I don't think you're a flat earther. I said you think like one. So the way you think about this one thing is exactly the same way that they think about also evolution, but gravity and everything else. So I have secondhand embarrassment for you. You should have firsthand embarrassment for yourself. But you don't, because you're deeply convicted in what you believe in. And you said you hybridize rational, justified scientific beliefs with the stuff that is incompatible with it by just choosing to believe some science and then choosing to not believe other science.
The probability of evolution and the Bible are the same, 50-50, doesn't matter. Like, the way the
Buddy,
Bible explains...
how fucking... Do you think that if there are two options, it means that each option has a 50% probability?
I'm just saying, not one is...
Yes,
not
that is what you're saying, okay.
Dude, like, so for example, right? So the primordial soup, right? That's the same exact thing the Bible is represents. It's the same thing. We all come from Earth. Like, it's the same idea. It's just crazy that the Bible knew that.
You are one of the ranked teammates of all time, I've got to say.
See, like, go on with the gaslighting. It's all right. You cannot even have a fucking decent conversation because you think you're so smart.
Not with you, not really. No, whatever, no. Bro, this is whatever, middle man. School and high school level science. This is not this. Yeah, and you don't get it. And you don't get it.
I don't understand how you're a fucking teacher if you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about how you guys think the fucking the fucking progress of fucking life form, right? The evolution, whatever. That's the same shit as the Bible.
It absolutely is not.
It is. How did the fucking what is the primordial soup? Don't they say that life form evolved out of fucking fucking vents, thermal vents, like somewhere in the fucking ocean? Man, come on with this nonsense, bro.
Okay, we know this. So it's the same thing as the Bible, and you just described evolution as nonsense, so the Bible's narrative about life is complete nonsense.
Exactly my point. It's 50-50. You guys are saying the same
you
thing.
You are so fucking dumb. Come on.
You're not listening. See, laugh.
Yes, I am listening. You're
no, you're not. You're laughing and you're interrupting me while I'm talking.
The idea that me pointing out that you describing evolution as being nonsense and then saying it's the same thing as what you believe in, which means what you believe in must be nonsense, it means that it's 50-50. I don't know. Like, where are you getting this stuff from? Do you regard the biblical narrative of where life came from as nonsense?
Yes. God created. No, I don't regard it as nonsense. I'm saying the Bible says it came from someone, right? God. You guys said life just was out of nothing, right? Like, things just fucking happened that the world just formed and fucking life form created from thermal vents, and they evolve over time into what we know now as who we are. Like, come on, man. It's the same shit. You don't know.
Okay.
Really don't know.
Okay. So the fucking problem is fucking that you fucking don't fucking even fucking believe fucking what fucking you are fucking saying fucking.
I believe God created the everything. That's what I believe in. And I'm saying.
Yeah. Fucking except fucking when fucking I fucking asked fucking yeah, you sorry, that sorry, you I'm fucking sorry, said yeah. fucking that right. you fucking it's think good, fucking it's that fucking good. Is stupid it's fucking. So right. fucking then right. fucking when I fucking asked you fucking then fucking you fucking said fucking no what? Fucking what you're I fucking, fucking believe you're fucking you're isn't that. Fucking yeah, stupid fucking.
Fuck.
That's how you talk.
Yeah. Go ahead, record me. Because you're not, like, you're not really having a
real... Aw, princess, I've been recording you for 8 minutes all so far.
Doing, no, all you're doing is you're, like, gaslighting, and then you're diverting
no, I'm
the
not.
Subject from what we're talking about. Yes, you are. That's definitely what you're doing.
No, I'm you're not.
You're getting called out, and you're, like, acting like a jerk right now.
You haven't like, called me out on anything.
Yeah, you're pointing out on little things I'm saying, like, me cussing, who cares, bro? Who cares? 2024, bro. Like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you,
Peter? If you want to be, if you want to be a gay black trans lesbian, go ahead. It's 2024. Exactly. I don't have a problem with you being that.
Point on me saying fucking, bro. It's 2024. Calm down. You're a child, bro.
No, I was imitating you, and then you're.
I know. That's what.
And then you, and then you're telling me to calm down.
Childish behaviors. You are displaying childish, immature behavior, bro. You're not a teacher.
No,
not a teacher,
I'm making a.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
The making a mockery of you is yeah, to I'm satirize actual, your.
I'm actually. I'm trying.
Interrupting.
To
interrupting cow says.
Exactly.
What is? What does? Do you know what an interrupting cow says?
You're not trying to have a fucking real discussion, man. You're just trying to like be right.
That's Let's have doing. A. Well, I know I'm right about this. That's so. All right. So,
you know how
what questions or problems do you have with evolution?
It's just that, man. Like, I mean, there is no. We can't observe it. Like, we cannot observe actual evolution. I mean, I know adaptation. We can observe that. But then you would argue that adaptation is evolution. Like,
no, it's not.
I know. Okay.
Adaptation is not a thing that happens.
It's a microevolution, whatever you guys call it, whatever you want. adaptation doesn't happen. What?
It sounds like you don't know why you don't believe in evolution. Yeah, adaptation is not a thing that happens.
I don't understand what you're saying right now. So you're denying adaptation now?
Your concept of what adaptation is as a mechanism for causing change in the realm of the biosphere, yes, that's not a thing. And I can prove this because you are now going to ramble incoherently for the next several minutes trying to tell us what adaptation is. And go.
So you want me to define what adaptation is?
Yeah, what is it?
All right, so you know that experiment like where they were doing that, I forgot the name because it's been a while. Anyways, in the 50s or whatever, what's that fucking bacteria or whatever? You know what I'm talking about? E. coli or whatever? It was giving it some antibiotics and it developed this, what do you call it? Like immunity, right? For antibiotics. So it became like this super whatever. Anyways, that's adaptation, right? Like, if something is being like forced, you know what I'm saying, by its natural environment to adapt to changes in order to survive, I think that is what adaptation is. That's my definition of adaptation, but I don't know. I might be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Here's what you said. You know that experiment they were doing like in the 50s or whatever, the what's that fucking bacteria or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, E. coli. They gave it some antibiotics and it developed this like, what do you call it? Immunity for antibiotics, and it became like this super whatever. Anyways, that's adaptation, right? If something is being like forced, you know what I'm saying? Its natural its natural environment to adapt to changes to survive. That's adaptation. That's what you said. I said you would ramble incoherently, failing to describe what adaptation is. And you did it. I am a prophet. So thank you. You are my vessel. I am a prophet. You are my vessel.
Keep going.
That's where it ended. That was the end of your stream of consciousness argument.
You're being disingenuous, bro. You know exactly what experiment I'm talking about. You know.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You want me to pull it up then?
They do. People have been doing antibiotic resistant experiments forever.
Is that only fucking thing? And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll pull it up.
People do antibiotic-resistant experiments, but that's not... So you didn't describe what adaptation is.
This is the one you guys used to fucking, like, support your...
You didn't describe what adaptation is. You described that when... You didn't do this, but I'll be the wingman for your side here. What you did was you... tried to tell us that there are experiments where if you subject bacteria to antibiotics, some of them become resistant to it. You are describing the end result of an experiment. That's not what adaptation is. You can say that the bacteria have adapted to their environment, but again, that's the end result of a process, and the process is evolution. You can't adapt. An organism can't adapt without changes in its genome happening or in changes in the way the genome is expressed. That's evolution, not adaptation.
Yeah, that's the argument. Because there are certain adaptation that does not require gene mutation or whatever. Like, I just can't think of it on top of my head.
If a human being goes and lives in some other part of the world, or like if an animal migrates somewhere, maybe it'll grow thicker fur, or it won't grow as much fur. There are things like that that always just come down to small changes. Not always, but sometimes it's just changes in the gene expression. You can't pass that down. You are the organism is already born with that. You can't. If I moved to a tropical place, I would have tan skin. I would not have tan-skinned babies. You cannot pass down an adaptation because it's not part of evolution. It's not a thing that happens. And getting tan skin isn't really an adaptation. I mean, not exactly.
It is actually. It saves you from...
Kind of. But it's not the kind of adaptation that can shape and change organisms.
So, I mean, you guys say that there are... Like... Name... What one experiment can you say that you've observed a genetic mutation in like real time? Not even real time.
The Richard Lenski E. coli or long-term E. coli study.
Thank you, Mike. Oh my God, that's exactly what I was talking about. And you?
No, it wasn't, because that experiment has nothing to do with antibiotics. Oh my God,
Peterson, you are so disingenuous, bro. You are.
That experiment has nothing to do with antibiotics.
Bro, that is the exit. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
What is it then?
They are growing E. coli in 12 different flasks.
And what do they give the other fucking E. coli? And they adapted to fucking withstand the antibiotics. Man, you're such a fucking disingenuous person, bro. I hate talking to people like you, for real. That's all you do is lie. You're a liar. You should stop being a teacher. You lying ass. You're such a liar, bro. For real, I can't stand you.
So I'm on Richard Lenski's website for the experiment in evolution, and I did a control F for the word antibiotics, and it came up with 0 out of 0.
I don't give a damn. That's the experiment I was talking about, and you're being
continuous. Okay, actually, that website didn't have very many text on it, so here.
Bullshit. Stop. Okay. Peterson. Stop.
So, okay, here. We're going to do this. I found a published study from the experiment in the National Institutes of Health. Let me real quick. Yeah, I don't think you can read. So, let me do this real quick. This is going to be so fucking funny. Everybody's going to get a lot of lulls out of this. So, I'm copying and pasting the full body of the text into Google Docs. It is 6,800 words, and it comes out to 28 pages, but the text is kind of big and there are some graphs and things like that. I did control F for antibiotics, 0 out of 0.
I don't give a damn. Read the article, bro. Just read the study. Just read the study. You're an idiot.
And if I read the article, I'm going to find fuck all about antibiotics being part of it, aren't I? But you're the one that said that the experiment is about antibiotics.
I don't know what it was about. It was about something.
No, you claimed you did know what it was about.
They were giving them something, and then they became fucking immune to it. So stop being disingenuous with your bullshit.
No, they didn't do that at all.
Whatever, man. Then that's probably not the study. But you know what study I'm talking about. It was done in the 50s, and you know exactly what I'm saying.
Nope.
You're being disingenuous, bro. Let me, all right.
You just are dumb and don't know things.
Yeah. Why are you doing that? Let me pull up what I'm talking about then. Do you want to go there?
But I didn't even have to do the whole thing. 0 out of 0. Here it is. The Richard Lenski long-term evaluation of E. coli. 0 out of 0.
We already passed that.
0 out of 0. Yeah, and you were wrong.
It wasn't antibiotics, but it was something.
You were 2,007% wrong.
I'm talking about an experiment where they were giving E. coli some fucking something, and they became fucking immune to him. So don't fuck with me, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about, and you're being disingenuous. That's why I hate people like you, man, because you're liars. You come up here and
you're the liar.
No, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but you're still lying about it.
You know what? I take it back. You're not a liar. You're just one of the most incompetent people I've ever talked to. Bro, because you said this experiment is on antibiotics. I proved it wasn't. And you said, whatever, I don't fucking care, just read the article. The article doesn't contain anything about antibiotics. And then you said, yeah, well, it's something else that was in the 50s then, bro. When I mentioned the study, you said, that's exactly the study I'm talking about. But it wasn't. Okay. You're incompetent.
All right, then I'm going to just pull up the study I'm talking about so there's no fucking, like, misunderstanding over here. Let me just pull it up.
Fucking bro, fucking listen, fucking, I fucking would fucking love fucking to do fucking that, but fucking, I have fucking volleyball fucking on fucking Sundays at fucking 2 fucking p.m., and it's 1 fucking 40 fucking 5 fucking p.m., so I fucking gotta fucking go, bro. It that's fucking bad, was bro. Fucking miserable fucking talking fuck fucking you. To you. Fuck but you, fucking, man. It fucking you're was fucking shit. Pretty fucking you're funny. Fucking.
Shit, bro. You're a piece of shit.
At least I'm not an incompetent idiot.
You're a piece of shit and you're a liar, bro. That's what you do. You lie and you fucking
not a li- not a liar. Information. Not a liar. Yeah, not a piece of shit. I have a piece of shit for you.
I was about to pull this study and now you gotta go... fucking do practice suffer like fuck you bro
whatever. There I have a piece of shit for you.
Yeah that's what you are. That's what you are. Eat that.
The chat can back me up. I play volleyball every Sunday. Bro. I tell it to them all the time.
Evolution is a lie.
Why are you triggered, bro? You mad, bro?
Like
you gonna go play some ranked matches after this, bro?
I don't play video games like you, bro. If you want to give me your screen name, I'll wreck you on any video games, bro.
But you don't play. I don't play video games. I'll beat you at any video game.
Yeah, I will. Because you suck at everything you do, even being a teacher, bro. You suck at being a teacher over there lying to the kids, bro. You need to get,
no, keep going. Resign. Keep going. Keep going.
You need to resign. Yeah.
Keep you going. Resign, nah. I'm going to be late, but I don't care at this point. Keep going.
Nah, you don't just don't want me to pull up that shit. You don't want me to pull up that. I could have pulled it up already while we were talking here. But no, you just want to be disingenuous and leave. Whatever, bro. I'll see you later.
I have volleyball at 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Right, I'll see you when you get back then. We'll get back. I'll get back on and we'll get back at this. I will have my information ready, man. I'll go and I'll refresh my memory because it's been years since I've done this and watched your video because I'm tired of the same thing you guys talk about. And I'm going to wreck you, bro. I will wreck you on your own beliefs.
Okay, that's playing. Fine. I don't care.
All right, then. Then when are you coming up again? When are you going to come back? I'll have my stuff ready.
I usually only do this on the weekends, but go to my profile and click on the link tree and join my Discord. If you can't find it there, go on YouTube and the invite link is on there. And you can we can do a voice chat on the Discord and we can pick this up.
I'll do that then. All right.
All right. If that doesn't work, DM me.
All right, then.
All right, then. Have a good one.